Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Paula Lovell back on the show. Paula is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. That's right, in the previous century, in the last millennia. She was only she was only 18 when it happened, when we first found her, folks, and we're so glad she's been able to join. She's a small business owner just like you, only she's a very darn good small business owner and very well recognized in her industry and in her marketplace. She's the founder of Lovell Communications and somebody who's taught us so much about marketing and PR over the years. And she's our good friend Paula Lovell. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting time. It's 7 degrees here in Nashville, and it's a challenge for our city.
Congratulations on your 25th anniversary of your company.
Thank you. That was
just wrap that up.
Wrap that up. Good.
Good for you. Well done. Most people who are small business owners know what a milestone 25 years is. I mean, any milestone in a small business is something we should celebrate. But 25 is a big one. I congratulate you. But in that time, as you were crossing that milestone, you came to another determination about the next 25 years, didn't you?
I did. It's called an exit strategy. Yeah, you know, last year was quite an interesting year. I had a woman who had been working for me for 10 or 15 years. She's 10 years younger than I am. And just recently, just in the last, we actually timed it. You know, being in PR, we're always going to time things. I just announced and made her president of the company, and I am staying on as founder and CEO. Now, there's no, you know, people who run small businesses know when you make an announcement like that, everybody says, oh my gosh, is the founder gone? Are they closing down?
Right.
Who's going to do it? Well, you know, we've got 12 or 15 people, and it is an organization, a PR marketing firm that runs on, it doesn't run by itself. Naturally, no small business runs by itself. It takes up 9/10 of my time. But the people are so talented that they can do everything I can do. But when you're a small business owner and your name is on the door, the name of my company is Paula Lovell. I'm sure many of your listeners have their names on the door. And then you get ready to retire or semi-retire or whatever you can figure out to do, it brings up a lot of questions. And it can create unfair opportunities for your competition.
Right.
Who might take advantage of, the founder's leaving and, it's built on the founder and all those kinds of things. But good small business owners know we build a firm foundation under us.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's one person that you're going to leave it to, or a family member that you're going to leave it to, or employees you're going to sell it to, the planning starts 10 years before you can ever sell or whatever. Yeah,
advance. My audience has heard me talk about this for 16 years. I've been talking about, literally 16 years, about the need for long-term planning, that if you're going to sell your business, if you're going to exit, however you're going to exit, we all are going to exit one way or the other one of these days. Whenever you're going to do that, how do you want to do it? And if you want to do it in an orderly fashion, you got to start years in advance.
And when you do, and you don't have to do that much years in advance, it sort of escalates as the 10 years go along.
You just start
thinking about it. You know, I say noodling it over and thinking in your head, and maybe talking to one person at your firm and getting other people's intent.
First thing is to reconcile with yourself that you won't be running the company at some point in time.
You actually
aren't going to live forever.
I did not think that I would have any problem with this, this year, a few months ago, I lost my dad, and the loss of my dad, who was on my board, and I'm sure in many cases your listeners have family members on their boards, and he was my mentor and guide, and he was the original person who lent me the original $25,000 to start my firm, and Dad died.
What a great story.
Yeah, so, but it's been a huge loss because at the same time, in addition to the loss of my dad and the connection he's had with the company, is the fact that I'm in the middle of extricating myself a little from the company and feeling incredible loss around, almost paralyzing me.
Life is what happens when you're making plans.
Yeah, and it's been almost paralyzing me around the trying to arrange the sale and arranging the documents. And while I know the distraction of personal life is part of it, it's the emotional trauma of all of a sudden, I won't be running the company.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back. I'm going to get Paulus graciously, and I mean that, folks, very sincerely, offered to talk to us about the process she's going through. So you and I can learn from that. What a great witness she's going to be for us today. 20 till. Don't go away. Paula Lovell and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.